Yes, so here we are. Everyone hopefully is muted. And we're going to do this practice now, a look at self-hypnosis. There are lots of ways of doing it, and this is, if you like, possibly the most straightforward and basic way. When I work with people in more depth, I show them other ways which don't... which can suit them. Sometimes I use poetry with people, but like poetry is a very individual thing, and you have to make sure you have the right poetry for the right person or the right group of people. So we're going to do the bog standard counting with numbers, and what I'll do is I'll do this a couple of times. So I'm just going to give you an outline. I'm going to do another rotation around the body with you. And we'll do a bit of breathing, and then I'll introduce the going into trance. I'll take you in, then I'll do it again with you, inviting you to do this for yourself, and I'll make space for that. And then I'm going to invite you to do it to yourself, so there'll be a period of silence when I've done that. And when I talk again after that, we'll just have a little bit more time in the experience and a couple of things that you can do when you take yourself into trance. Yeah, that's probably enough for now, otherwise it can get a bit overwhelming. So choose whether you want to sit or lie down, as you like, and I will carry on talking, and what we'll do is take our time. There's no rush with this. So people think about, as you become more and more comfortable and adjust your positions, I'd just like you to know that people think self-hypnosis is a big deal. Well, it's a thing that we do to ourselves all of the time. This is simply a way of doing it a little bit more deliberately, and at least for now, with the intention of feeling better, feeling less stressed, burnt out, overwhelmed, by all of the things that are going on around us. As I say to people recurrently at the moment, the things that we can't control, we can't do anything about, which doesn't mean that we have to feel powerless. There are things that we can do, and most importantly, we can choose how we react to what is going on, how we feel, how we are in ourselves. We may not have liberty in the sense of being able to go where we want and do what we like, but in ourselves, we have much more strength and autonomy. And I would like for the learning that you get from these sessions and this practice in particular, for you to realize that you actually have quite a high degree of control of yourself. And this is really important. It's almost as if someone has said to me, well, it's like we've all been sent to the naughty step, you know. We've been sent to our rooms, and what's it all about? Well, maybe it's time to look after ourselves. Might not be the ideal way of doing it, but here we are. So, as we finish the last practice, letting the awareness travel through the body, from head to toes with the exhale, and let's do that again. It's a settling practice as well as anything else, and I'd like you to feel what this is like, because when you listen to this recording again, you can do this with the counting. The counting will take the form of from 10 down to 1, so when you do it again, you can do it with the knowledge of how to take yourself into trance. And if you like now, you can count the numbers on each exhale from 10 down to 1 and feel the numbers traveling all the way through the body as if they were the wave of awareness that travels with the exhaling breath from the top to the bottom. So just do that at your own pace, and I'll continue murmuring away in the background. You don't have to have any expectation of any experience. Just let this happen. You may have this sensation or that sensation or very little that's different to what was going on before, and all of that is fine, because the more you do this, the more effectively it works. It has to do with the hardwiring in our brains. We are susceptible. We do take ourselves from one state of being to another. And you're simply breathing out from your head to your toes, counting from 10 down to 1. As you do that, notice how it is that the body feels. The body is here, sitting or lying. There may be a small creature nearby, a familiar one, that is. And we'll have a journey around the body in a little bit, and how that is as well. It'll be a different journey to what we did before. And keep breathing, and keep being. Enjoy the space. Enjoy the space of being here and now for yourself. So we'll go on a journey around the body, and my voice will stay with you as your accompaniment. And I'd like you to just notice the sensations as you focus on each part, how that is, by bringing your attention to the soles of the feet, and to feel what the soles of the feet are like right now, and the pads of the toes, and the insteps. Maybe there's a feeling as if of a degree of warmth, or a pleasing coolness, or a tingling, or some sensation that suits you. It's traveling up over the heels and the ankles, over the shins, the calves, and all around the knee joints of both hands. Up over the thighs, around the pelvis, under the pelvis, the back of the pelvis, the front, both of the hips, over the navel and the abdomen, and traveling up the spine, up both sides of the back, from the gluteals, lower back, middle and upper backs, the shoulder blades, and the backs of the shoulders, and the backs of the arms, the elbows, the forearms, the outsides of the wrists and the back of the hands, fingers, towards the nails, and over to the fronts of the fingers and the thumbs and the palms and the insides of the wrists and forearms and elbows, and up the insides of the arms, the armpits, down the sides of the rib cage, the sides of the waist, back to the belly, back up the chest, the breastbone, the collarbones, the sides of the neck, the throat, the back of the neck, the back of the head, and top of the head, the ears and forehead, then all of the features of the face, the eyebrows, the eyes, the nose, the cheeks, the lips, the chin, the jaws, the ears. And letting everything come towards the breastbone, to the space of the heart, to the space of the heart once again. And how that feels, how that is for you. And just feeling the whole body sitting there or lying there as it is, how it is. And the breath is coming and going. And I'm going to suggest that you carry on breathing, and that as you do this, I'll talk to you about taking yourself into trance. And as you listen, I'll take you into trance, or show you about this, going into trance. So we work with numbers 10, all the way from 10 down to the number 1. And first of all, I'll count the numbers, and you can feel the effects of this all the way through the body, through the mind, feelings, energy, all of that. But most often, people tend to experience this as a visceral sensation all the way through the whole body. So as you hear each number, and I'll draw the numbers out because that's what people do, you can feel this all the way through the whole body. And then I'll talk to you some more. So just get ready to feel a little bit more comfortable, maybe a tenth more comfortable with each descending number from 10 all the way down to 1. And then, as we carry on, becoming 10% more and more at ease in your own inner experience with each of these subsequent numbers from 10 down to 1. Not complicated. Make sure you're comfortable. If you need to move your position to become a little bit more so, well and good. And I'll begin. So, to begin with, 10, 10. Just feeling what the feeling of that is like for you, through the body, all the way through the whole body, that number just settling in there. And each subsequent number is like another layer of this kind of sense of well-being. It's very particular comfort. 9. More. And more. 8. That's right. Just letting those settle in there. Just like that. 7. And a feeling of drifting away, if you like, easily and comfortably and safely. Six. More and more. Five. Floating freely wherever the mind wants to go, the deeper mind paying attention. Further and further. Three. Nearly there. That's right. Two. Deeper and deeper. One, all the way, deep down, relax, and enjoy the experience. Notice the sensations, the space. Where thoughts are and where feelings are, as you continue being there, hearing this, I'm going to ask you to do this again, and I'll guide you, I'll count each number. You can hear each number being said. And then I'm going to leave a space so that you can say the number to yourself, because it's useful, rather than me doing this for you, that you begin the experience of doing this for yourself. And if you want to change position from lying to sitting or sitting to lying, that's perfectly fine. So each number that you hear, you then repeat to yourself and feel in a visceral way, perhaps, this number traveling through the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of fingers and tips of hands, all the way through. And each subsequent number, as I said before, will be like layering this feeling of trancey well-being so that it becomes more complex and richer and more satisfying. And after that, I'll talk to you again. So just prepare now, and I'll count, and you can echo in your own mind as you count. Ten. And you say the number to yourself, mentally. And feeling it all the way through the whole body. Nine. That's right. Eight. Feeling that all the way through. Seven. softer and softer. Sing. Fine. What that is like. Further and further into the experience. Three. Two. All the way through, all the way there. As you continue to rest there, I'll guide you on how to do this for yourself and invite you to do so in a moment. It's good to leave a pause of at least a couple of breaths between each number. And for the purposes of this recorded practice, which we'll listen to again and again, two or three breaths perhaps. But when you explore this facility, this practice, you can extend the pauses between the breaths as you like. It could be 5 breaths, or 6 or 7, or even 10 breaths between each number. There's no hurry. And sometimes it's nice to take a long time to go into trance, to sink down gently into that hypnotic slumber. And sometimes it can be done more quickly. An important thing to know and to remember is that if you do this while you are exhaling, counting the numbers on an out-breath, it's more effective. We tend to relax as we breathe out. And to feel each number as if it sweeps through the body or some quite intense sensation which is soothing and good. The more you do this, the more that your deeper mind, your unconscious or subconscious, will facilitate and ease the process and make it more powerful. So I'm going to invite you to count from 10 down to 1. I will be silent as you do this. And when you've done this, you can rest in the experience and I'll talk to you some more. So the sound of my voice in a few minutes will just serve to enhance the experience that you're having comfortably. So at your own pace, 2 or 3 breaths, continue counting from 10 down to 1. If you've finished before I start speaking, or if you're still counting when I start speaking again, just continue in the experience. Your deeper mind is paying attention and you can just enjoy. The process of trance is a normal space for us to be in. We go in and out of trance several times a day. Children spend a lot of time in trance. And it's a way for us to have a non-ordinary experience of reality, which can be quite surreal, but which usually feels quite normal. And in the context of where we are with this overwhelm, this anxiety, this burnout that many of us are experiencing, we can use this practice of taking ourselves into trance as a way to create a buffer, a space, a bubble around us, for a little while at least, where we can feel much better than we do ordinarily. It might be a feeling of well-being, a feeling of safety, a place of refuge. It may be something that makes sense to you individually, because it is your experience. And I tell you that if you invest some time and a little bit of effort in cultivating this practice, you will reap the rewards of it, in that you will feel better for periods of time, and that it will help you to feel a resilience in the face of what is happening to us collectively. The more that you do this, the more effective it becomes. We go into trance because our deeper minds let us. We don't consciously take ourselves into trance. Our deeper mind decides whether it is safe for us to do so, or so unsafe that we need to be in trance rather than out of it, and acts accordingly. So the more that you do this, the more that your deeper mind will exercise its considerable skills and resources and energy in taking you into trance to allow you to feel better. And in particular, to integrate your deeper mind with your everyday. Integrating the deeper mind with the everyday mind is the core of much of this work. So I encourage you to cultivate doing this and the other practices that we'll do this morning, because they will help you to feel better. And this is a practice that, as you do it, first by listening to this recording and then doing it by yourself, you will be able to trust in yourself and your own capabilities and resources more and more. You are the person that you can rely on. This is a basic fact. You can rely on other people, but in the end, there you are, and you rely on yourself. And this is a way of integrating your everyday and your deeper mind to make the best use of your resources, of who you are and what you're capable of. It's simple to do. Straightforward. You can simply listen to this recording. And when you feel to, you can do this to yourself. You can have that little space in the day, or as you're going to sleep, even as you're waking up in the morning, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can use this. And you can direct yourself to a particular place, a point of focus or attention or well-being or letting go, as suits you. So, I hope that you will enjoy the journey that this will take you on. And for now, the way to come out is simply to let yourself know that you want to come back. You can say to yourself, I'm going to come back, or you can come back just by willing it without any words, or you can let the breath deepen. You can navigate your way back from wherever you go in trance back to the everyday. And you can come back with a feeling of well-being. A feeling of well-being when you come back to your everyday. So I invite you now to come back. Some people like to count. And often what they'll do is they'll count from five up to one. And we took a long time counting down. But coming back, you can count more quickly and you can come back with a bit of a bounce and a smile. So as you hear these ascending numbers, you can come back feeling better and better. Getting ready. Five, coming back. Four, more and more. Three, two, one, and back as we come to the end of the practice. The end of the practice, back in the everyday. Thank you for listening.